Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snurd, Charles Kemper, and our guest for this Sunday, Walter Slezak. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Charlie.
Hello.
Yes, Charlie, did you and Mortimer have fun at the zoo yesterday? Yes, Mr. Bergen. I'm sorry.
Please, Bergen, do you mind if I play the part of Charlie McCarthy?
All right.
Where were you last night?
No. Well, Charlie, I was asking you, did you have fun at the zoo yesterday?
Oh, yes, we did, sir. I'm not laughing. Just packed full of laughs. When the zookeeper saw Mortimer, he yelled, "There ain't no such animal."
Is there?
And then he blew down.
No.
Boy, that Mortimer, I didn't realize how ugly he really is.
Oh, now, Charlie. Now, I wouldn't laugh if I were you. No, it isn't funny to be homely.
No, you're right, Bergen. But all I can offer you is my sympathy.
Oh, no.
I guess I'll take care of you, my fine, unfeathered friend.
Oh. Remember, young man, you're no Don Juan yourself.
Well, maybe not. But I'm a downside water than Mortimer is.
It's not nice to make fun of people's looks.
No.
So I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, no, please, Bergen, not that. Anything but a story from you. I'll take it all back.
No.
Mortimer is beautiful.
No. It's the story of the ugly duckling.
I just can't wait to hear it.
Yes.
No. And if I can't wait, I think I'll be going.
No. You're going to stay right here.
Yes.
Charlie, don't you like my story?
Well, there's one thing I will say for your story, Bergen. They usually start out a little slow.
Yes, maybe so.
Yes. But from there on, they peter out.
I see. Nevertheless, I'm going to tell you this one.
Oh, you are stubborn, if nothing else.
Yes. Now, once upon a time, there was a duck.
One day a hunter went bang bang, dead duck the end.
No. It was a mother duck who had just hatched out some little ducklings. They all looked alike, except one. This one wasn't like the others. It was different. No, this duckling was very unattractive. And there just wasn't anything it could do about it. It was just helpless.
Did it try wearing a sweater?
No, I don't.
Plucking his eyes out?
No. The other ducks picked on him all the time. Constant heckling.
Yeah.
What was this poor duckling to think?
Well, I don't know. Perfectly frank, I don't know. How should I know what a duck thinks? After all, I am not foul-minded.
Now, the little duckling was so sad, of course, the duckling, at being teased and heckled, that he cried, and he cried, and he cried.
Did the little duckling cry? Oh, no. Oh, the poor little ugly dumpling.
Duckling? Yes. He was crying constantly.
Oh, the poor, I can't stand here. Oh, no.
All right. Don't overdo it, Charlie.
Well, I'm just so emotional. You know.
So the poor little flat-bottomed duck.
No, Bergen.
Now, if you don't stop, Charlie, I'll stop telling the story if I hear any more noise.
Well,
yes.
Why not?
Yes.
Could I interest any rabble-rousers in the house? In a worthy cause?
Now, just a moment, Maya. Now, I shall proceed. Finally, the ugly duckling standed no longer, so he ran away.
Ended up a pillow.
No. Young man, who is telling the story, you or me?
The
Dear Kelly.
So the poor little duckling, he hid in the swamp all winter long. And then after months and months, suddenly it was spring.
And bacon is busting out all over.
No. When the ice thawed, the duck entered the water, stretched its long neck high over the water, and looked down. And what did he see? No, it had a long, graceful neck.
A giraffe.
No.
Oh.
No, what he saw in the water, a reflection of it. It was a beautiful swan. It was his own reflection in the water.
Well, a swan.
Yes. He turned out to be more beautiful than all the other duckies.
Yeah.
Now, what does this story leave with you, Charlie?
Isn't there a thought?
Well, not so much a thought as there is an aroma.
Now, just... Surely, Charlie, you know what the moral is, don't you?
The moral?
Yes.
Well, the moral is, if you're an ugly-looking duck, stick your neck out.
No. What is the moral, Charlie?
The moral is, never make fun of Mortimer, or Bertie will tell you a story.
Yeah.
Arrangement of Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief. It's played now by Ray Noble and his orchestra.
Mortimer Snurd.
Well, I reckon so, Will.
Yes, well. Hey, what have you got there, Mortimer? Well, now, I didn't know that you had a fountain pen.
Well, why, a fella on the street corner just sold it to me.
Oh, I see.
Well, 35 cents.
35 cents for a fountain pen?
Well.
Mm. How does it write?
Well, it don't. It don't.
Well, no wonder. Why, that's not really a fountain pen. That's just an imitation.
Well,
that's all it is.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Well, got a good clip on it.
It's got a good clip on it. What good does that do?
Well, I won't lose it. No, you want it.
I'm a little ashamed of you, Mortimer, falling for a racket like that.
Huh?
Yes. I'm afraid you're gullible.
Oh, I'm Mortimer.
Yeah, I know. Don't you see, Mortimer?
No.
The man outwitted you completely.
What?
Yes, he outsmarted you.
That's
what he did.
Yeah. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. A gif artist like that is always looking for some very stupid person.
Well?
Yes.
Well, you picked the right fellow this time.
Yeah.
He was lucky, too. There ain't many of us so plenty.
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, I'd just like to find that swindler who sold you that pen.
You would?
Yes.
You want one, too?
No. No, we ought to give that police a description of him so he could be on the lookout for him.
Well?
Yes. Can you give me that?
Hello, man.
Was he tall or was he short?
Well, I'd say... who was that again?
The man.
I think he was kind of tall.
Kind of tall?
On one end.
On one end, yes.
Short on the other.
And short on the other. Now, what about complexion?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, then, what was he wearing?
Well, you mean the man?
The man, yes.
Well, he wore a double-breasted hat.
No.
Pants. Coat.
Yeah, that's right.
And the other blue tie. Wear circles in it.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Square circles.
Yeah.
Well, never mind this coat. How about any scars or identifying marks?
Identifying marks?
Yeah, you know, on the skin.
Well, I got a mole on my stomach.
No! I don't mean you, I mean the man.
Oh, the man?
Yes.
Well, you can see him yourself in the morning.
Where's that?
Well, he promised to bring me my change.
Oh, no. Mortimer, do you believe he will?
No.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, when they was giving out brains, I guess I got dipped there, too, huh?
Charming young singer, Miss Rita Gordon, sings for us now That Feeling in the Moonlight, accompanied by Ray Norvell and his orchestra.
Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed. You're strolling through the park, the stars so bright above. You'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you wanna be kissed. Ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed. You're strolling through the park, the stars so bright above. Oh, you love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you wanna be. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you want to be
king. Say, Edgar, isn't it a shame the way people are always taking advantage of poor Mortimer?
Yes, I know, Ray. But, you know, you can't fool Charlie on that kind of thing. You know, he was made honorary police chief yesterday.
Charlie?
Yes.
The police chief? Oh, how jolly. I'll play all my business this way.
Ray, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Uh-huh.
Now, just for a gag, Walter Slazak and I are going to frame Charlie.
Plays, eh?
Yes.
Isn't he that scoundrel who played in the Spanish Main?
I bet he's going to scare the pants off, Charlie.
Oh, well, in that case, we'd better have a barrel handy, hadn't we? I mean, it might be useful.
All right, you do. No light. Ain't no light out here. Break it up here. Break it up, boy. Break it up.
I say, my word, Charlie, so you're a bobby chief now, huh?
Yeah. I'm toting a pearl handle bean shooter.
Oh. Say, is it a 45?
Yeah. The 46s aren't out yet.
Why did you tell me, Charlie, how did you get that position?
Well, I tell you, I won a contest with my essay on crime does not pay. It wasn't easy writing with my fingers crossed.
No, really, Charles, boy, you're so shrewd. I think you'll catch more criminals than that fellow, Richard Tracy.
Yeah. Believe me, if there's any crooked work going on, I'll be right there to smell it up, smell it out.
You will.
Yeah,
why, you wouldn't even know how to take an intoxicated person into custody.
Oh, that's easy. You know, I just tie a string around a bottle and then drag it slowly towards the station.
Oh.
I say, Charlie, that really is a wizard idea.
Well, thanks, you noble. Stop around sometime and I'll give you a string test for your old gallery.
Oh, Charlie, are you really a police chief?
That's right, Anita. Where were you on the night of June 16th?
Well, I was,
As I thought. What are you doing tonight? I'll meet you at the soap opera, huh?
Oh, no, I can't go.
Oh, resisting an officer, eh?
You can't charge me with that.
Well, I can charge you with breaking into my heart and stealing me affection. And the fine is one song.
Well, I'm ready to pay my debt to society.
All right, Anita. And while you sing, I shall put the long arm of the law around you.
I had a surprise party for my baby. Made everyone promise not to put my baby wise. And now they're talking of spies. The way it turns out, what a complete surprise. So I made a much friend, came to greet my baby. And I was as busy as a bee around a hive. I took a look at the fly and take it each time. My baby was about to arrive. There were flowers on the table, something extra special on ice. I was glad that I was able to have everything nice. The kitchen light had everything all set, and then we waited. And I was delighted and excited as could be. But when my baby walked in with somebody else, the most surprised party was me. There were flowers on the table, something extra special on ice. I was glad that I was able to have everything nice, including kitchen light. Had everything all set, and then we waited. And I was delighted and excited as could be. But when my baby walked in with somebody else, the most surprised party was me.
Nobody's tried to bribe me yet. What a slow day. No murder, not even a suspicious character.
Hello, pal.
Well, at least no murder.
Ah, but the day's still young.
Yeah, yes, it is. Say, where were you on the night of June 16th?
That's none of your business.
Oh, well, it's nice to know those things. Who are you, mister?
My name is Walter Slezak.
Tell me, Mr. Slayback.
No, it's Slayback.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say, I've seen your face someplace before. I think I ought to grill you. Now, where did I put my grill?
Look here, pal. I don't want to be too inquisitive, but what's that badge you're wearing?
I'm honorary police chief, that's what I am.
Honorary? You mean you work without getting paid?
Well, that's nothing new for me.
Ah, look, why don't you come over on my side? The folding letters is much greener.
Now, just a minute. I represent the law. I stand for crime prevention.
Please, don't be so impulsive. I'm with you.
To stop crime?
No, to stop prevention.
Well, listen, I've got a good notion to...
Now, take it easy. Why, I can show you how to make plenty of dough without working.
What racism?
No, I don't play the races.
Well, I wonder why you look so well fed.
Listen, copper. I can even tell you how to miss school 2 days a week and not get caught.
2 days a week? That fascinates me, Jesus. How?
Don't go on Saturday and Sunday.
Great mind, you got there.
Now, just take a look at the diamond picture.
Yeah.
Where do you think I got it?
Out of the claw machine?
No. Get wise, sucker. Why don't you come in with me? We can make plenty of money.
Yeah, well, tell me, how do you operate?
On a cost-plus basis.
See, where did you learn so much about crime?
Oh, I started in a small way.
In a small way?
Yes, I used to pick middle pockets.
How could you stoop so low?
Oh, it's a shame. I'll show you how easy it is to pick a pocket. See this fellow coming?
Yeah, well, that's Ray Noble.
Oh, then it will be easier than I thought.
Oh,
Mr. Noble.
Yes, Aunt Dad.
As a devotee of symphonic artistry, I must say that your music sends me.
Oh, really? Well, don't go unless you have to.
Now, in my opinion, your orchestra is second to none.
Yes, well, that fellow Nun is pretty good, isn't he? Well, now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go back and sit on my podium.
Well, chum, you see how easy it was?
How easy what was? You didn't steal anything.
Well, I didn't get this wristwatch by sending in box tops.
Say, that's pretty good.
Oh, that was nothing.
Yeah.
You must come along with me tonight. I've got a house all set to knock over.
Yeah, but I that is...
Oh, you don't have to worry. See, I'm carrying a rod.
I gotta be going. So long, stranger.
Come back here,
yes.
Partner. All you have to do is open the window.
No, I'm going home.
Fine, that's just where the window is.
You mean you're going to rob Bergen? No, I can't do that. No, it ain't right.
Why not?
Well, I just can't fight the hand that I'm feeding.
Well, I can. And if I get caught, I'll blame it all on you.
I'll use Bergen for an alibi.
I'll shoot your alibi full of holes.
No, you can't kill Bergen. He's all I've got.
Oh, he isn't worth much.
Well, there's a sentimental value. Bergen!
Quiet, or I'll let you have it.
No, ouch! Don't stick that gun in my back. What's the idea?
I always say, spare the rod and spoil the child.
Holy moly. I'm scared, mister.
Good. I always wanted to know how petrified would look.
Yeah.
Dolly, did you call me?
Yeah.
Well, who's your friend?
Oh, he...
Shut your trap.
Yeah, that's Mr. Such a Trap. West Virginia Such a Trap.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see you're in such good company. It'll make a better boy out of you.
Yeah. I feel wings sprouting now.
Now, why do you keep squirming like that?
Well, I don't feel well.
What is it?
I don't know. I guess it's just a coat that settled in my back.
Did you want to talk to me?
Well, I... You see?
No, he didn't want to talk to you.
No.
He's just playing a little game.
Well, a little game. Well, that's nice.
Yes.
Well, Charlie, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, later. If you do, it'll be by Ouija board.
Now, come on, let's get going, Hopper. One false move and I'll drop you so fast you'll think you're the stock market.
No, no, I just can't do it, mister. Duty comes first. Help, police!
Didn't take him long to get here, did it?
Excuse me. I'm searching for a citizen by the name of Playback.
I'm Playback.
Yes, get back to him, arrest him, will you?
Not so fast, not so fast. Who do you think you are issuing instructions to a police officer?
Listen, amphibious. I'm a chief.
Now, if you're a chief, why aren't you wearing feathers?
Yeah.
It's molting season.
Yeah. Mr. Playback, I've come to get you.
Good, good. You know where to take him, don't you?
Certainly. I'm going to escort him over to the reform school where he's making a speech on crime prevention.
Playback making a speech on crime prevention?
That's right, Charlie. Edgar just wanted me to kid you along.
Oh, he did.
Well, let's go, officer.
Now, wait a minute. I don't believe that guy's an officer.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so, yeah. Where were you on the night of June 16th?
I was home waiting for the 17th. So long, Billy.
And his orchestra play for us now that beautiful French ballad, Symphony. Sunday, when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, and all of us will have as our guest, Miss Dorothy L'Amour.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.